So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Monday, June 17th. What to know about a historic protest in Hong Kong and who President Trump just fired. Plus, AI for construction, a major NBA trade, and what O.J. Simpson is now doing on Twitter. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a massive protest in Hong Kong. Organizers say nearly 2 million people took to the streets to protest a controversial extradition bill over the weekend. If that number is confirmed, it would be the largest protest in Hong Kong's history. And more protests are happening today. People are planning to boycott work and classes, and it's all gotten Hong Kong's leader to apologize and put that controversial bill on hold. Remember, if passed, that bill would mean people accused of certain crimes could be sent to mainland China for trial. Protesters are afraid the law will target political dissidents and give China more power over the territory of Hong Kong. CBS News reports the leader's change of heart to say sorry and suspend the bill still may not be enough. Protesters want the bill completely scrapped. And now they even want Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, to step down for proposing it. To be continued. Tens of millions of people were left in the dark because of a massive power outage in parts of South America. The AP reports the outage left people without electricity in Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay yesterday. The power outage has been called the worst in Argentina's recent history, and officials say a massive, unprecedented power grid failure is to blame. But as of early this morning, the exact cause is still under investigation. It comes just a few months after Venezuela also dealt with massive blackouts. All right, back in the U.S., President Trump is formally kicking off his re-election campaign tomorrow in Orlando. But before he does, the New York Times reports he's cutting ties with some of the pollsters in his campaign, and it's because of leaks. Some polling data reportedly shows Trump trailing former VP Joe Biden in some key states for 2020. But Trump says the info is not true and that he's, quote, winning everywhere. He even said, likely joking, that his supporters might demand he stay longer for up to 5 terms. Of course, under the 22nd Amendment, the president can only serve 2 terms. 600 companies and trade groups are asking President Trump to end the trade dispute with China and drop those tariffs. Reuters reports companies including the largest U.S. retailer, Walmart, as well as others like Target, Macy's, and Gap, wrote a letter to ask Trump to stop the tariffs. They're worried those tariffs will lead to extra costs and therefore price increases and even job losses, hurting businesses, farmers, customers, and the overall economy. Remember, President Trump increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods and threatened even more. The Trump administration has not responded directly to this letter from retailers, but has offered financial aid to farmers and has said it's part of a plan to make trade with China fair in the long run. President Trump hopes to meet with China's president at the G20 summit later this month. Stay tuned. I mentioned Target signed that letter, but it dealt with other problems over the weekend. Registers nationwide shut down, 2 days in a row. Customers were not happy, and they took to social media. On Saturday, CNBC says no one could check out for about 2 hours, meaning the lines were extremely long. People were using the hashtag #TargetDown to post videos and pictures of those long lines. Target blames the outage on an internal technology issue and says it was not a data breach. By Saturday afternoon, the company said everything was back to normal. But TechCrunch reports customers were having problems again later on. Card readers were apparently not working, and some people had to pay cash. A new artificial intelligence system is meant to make construction sites safer, to try and detect potential accidents before they happen. Here's how it could work. MIT Technology Review says the system uses a deep learning algorithm. It would compare past construction site photos and accident reports against pictures of current construction sites. That would help predict when an accident is about to happen, like a fall or a worker being too close to dangerous machinery. Right now, construction companies are submitting data to start the testing. It could be a big deal for this industry. The U.S. Department of Labor says a fifth of worker deaths happen in construction. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor, Ancestry. In case you don't know yet, Ancestry DNA connects you to the places in the world where your story started, with historical insights and records. And that's not all. For me, one of the best things was to amplify my results with a free trial on Ancestry to build a family tree. That's how I learned about the actual people in my family's past, along with when and how they moved from place to place, even what they did for a living. I learned so much, including that my maiden name was actually spelled differently before that part of my family came to the U.S., and Ancestry was able to track down an image of the actual ship my great-grandfather came over on, and newspaper clippings about my grandparents on the other side of my family. The list goes on. Reading through the results made me feel so connected to my family's history. So see for yourself and get started, because it's so easy. Just go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. And be sure to follow up with the free trial after that to get the complete story. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A major trade to tell you about in the NBA. Superstar player Anthony Davis will be heading to the Los Angeles Lakers. ESPN reports the New Orleans Pelicans agreed to trade him for three other players and three first-round draft picks. The LA Times says the deal will likely finalize next month. Also in sports, we have a winner for the U.S. Open. Gary Woodland won the first major victory of his pro golf career Sunday. USA Today says he went toe-to-toe with Brooks Koepka, but saved his best shots for the final two holes. Woodland will take home the biggest prize of more than $2 million, but a total of $12.5 million will be split between the nearly 80 golfers in the tournament. And in soccer, the U.S. women's national team is moving on to the next round. They beat Chile 3-0 in their second win at the World Cup. ESPN says Carly Lloyd set two records Sunday. She became the first player to score in six Women's World Cup games in a row, and she's now the oldest player in World Cup history to score twice in one match. The U.S. will play again this Thursday against Sweden. Speaking of records, a rare Babe Ruth jersey was just sold for a record $5.6 million. ABC News says it's now the most expensive sports memorabilia item ever. Babe wore the New York Yankees jersey in the 1920s. O.J. Simpson is officially on Twitter, and people aren't so sure what to think about it. Entertainment Tonight says he joined this weekend, just days after the 25th anniversary of the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. Remember, O.J. went to trial and was acquitted of her murder back in 1994. In a few videos posted on Twitter, the 71-year-old said he had, quote, a little getting even to do. And he said he intended on setting the record straight. He didn't elaborate on exactly what he means, but already it's causing a lot of reaction and questions online. It was a slower-than-expected weekend at the box office. The number one movie was Men in Black International, the fourth installment in the Men in Black franchise. But Business Insider says with $28 million in ticket sales, it had the worst opening weekend ever for that franchise yet. And Shaft, starring Samuel L. Jackson, also did worse than projected. In fact, it was the third straight weekend that sequels are not doing so well when they debut. But there's a lot of anticipation for Toy Story 4 coming out this weekend. And one more thing in entertainment, the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards are airing tonight. E! News says Shazam star Zachary Levi is hosting. All right, that's it. You are all caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.